there is an alternative.
Well, hello, and welcome to the Paul Revere Show. I am your host, Attorney Mark Thompson, and I may be joined on occasion by my producer, Evan Preston. Good evening, Preston.
Good evening. Ooh, I'm all fired up.
We'll be right here on Devil Radio and the Shah, every Monday night at 7 p.m. to talk about crucial developments in the fight for our democracy in Wisconsin. Remember, 5:40 a.m. and 101 or 92.7 by FM. We have another great show for you tonight. I have two very special guests to share their story with you. First, Wisconsin Court of Appeals in the Waukesha-based District 2, Judge Lori Kornblum. And on the second half of the show, we will be joined by attorney Jeff Mendel of Law Forward to give us the latest updates on the various legal cases facing all of us in this election year. Please join us, call in 844-967-2789. This show is called the Paul Revere Show because our democracy here in Wisconsin is under attack. Right here at home. Tonight's story is a real personal one for me. And it is really at one level very profoundly sad, and another one really a motivating factor for me. So Sunday morning, I'm sitting around talking to my wife, my daughter, and my mother, and we're talking about, you know, the disaster that happened Saturday night, right? When our Packers completely collapsed.
Yeah.
Completely collapsed.
Yeah.
But my grandson is sitting there, and my grandson's six. And sort of out of the blue, my grandson says to me, "Hey, Grandpa, are you going to jail?"
Oh, no.
And I, you know, my head snaps. And I said, my mom's there. My mom is 90, and she had a stroke, and she lives on the second floor with my wife and I. Mm-hmm. And I go, "Oh, my God, Aiden, no, I don't think so."
Yeah.
But you know what it's about? He has heard the adults talking about the sheriff in Racine County that is talking about trying to charge members of the election commission, five of us, I am one of those members of the election commission, mm-hmm. with charges, felony charges, saying that we are somehow engaged in criminal conduct when a year ago, we allowed senior citizens in nursing homes to exercise their constitutional right to vote. Now, a six-year-old really doesn't know how to deal with that issue, right?
It's the absolute of Grandpa.
Right? And, you know, it's like, and frankly, my wife and my mom of 90 is like, "Mark, how can you be threatened with jail for letting people like me vote?"
Yeah.
And I said, "But this is really for real." And this is why I wanted to talk about this, because it rattles people, and it rattles a lot of really, really decent people. Because you see, on January 18th, right? The day after Martin Luther King's birthday, 23 Republicans submitted a joint resolution in the assembly.
Is this ARJ 111? AJR, excuse me?
It is 111, right? And it's led off by Assemblyman Sanfilippo. And they're calling for the resignation of people on the Wisconsin Elections Commission. And I really wanted to talk to my fellow citizens about it because it's really, really, really important. And it really is at the core of this attack on democracy in the state. You see, the Wisconsin Elections Commission, there are six of us as commissioners, three Republicans, and 3 Democrats.
But only 5 are currently being threatened with imprisonment.
And that's a really, really good question, Evan. And we'll get right there in a minute or two, okay? But I just wanted my friends and neighbors to understand this, because people, I don't think, understand how this works. Now, the staff and the administrator are nonpartisan, meaning they're just hard working, nonpartisan civic employees with a lot of experience and expertise in elections. And the question is, if the administrator is taking the instructions from the commission, how is it and why is it that 23 Republicans want Megan Wolf to resign? Or why do they want 5 of the commissioners to resign? And more importantly than that, why does this sheriff want 5 of us charged? And it really gets to, I think, what people need to try to understand. You see, the elections in Wisconsin are run by the local clerks, municipal clerks, and county clerks. There's oversight from the state level, and that oversight is led by Megan Wolf, and she is known around the country as a leading expert on having fair, accurate, secure elections. And she is nonpartisan, meaning she's not out there as a Republican, as an independent, or as a Democrat, or anything. Her job is just to administer. But why would they want her to resign? And why would they want only 5 commissioners to resign? So that is sort of the big issue. Number one is, everyone that's listening has to understand that these 23 folks, and there are more, actually want this to occur. And what that means is they want to take over and seize control of this agency of nonpartisans before the election's coming up, right? We've got an election coming up February 15th. We have an election coming up in April 5th. We have an election in August. And then we have a big election that's being looked at around the country. I don't mean to undermine the other elections, but we have the governor, and then we have a major Senate race. And I'm hoping, coming up in the future, we're going to have some of those candidates, and we're going to talk about them. But what's really significant about this, and what people need to understand, is that you need 4 votes on the commission to pick an administrator, and then the administrator has to be confirmed by the Senate. And we have this hardcore group, 23 now, we know openly, are calling of the assembly, calling for Megan Wolf to leave. What that means is that if she would resign, and it's not just her, right? Richard Rydecki, the assistant administrator, another hardworking, decent human being, nonpartisan, they want them both out, which means they want the ability to pick those spots. And I'm just telling you, folks, if these 2 leaders of our nonpartisan elections go, there are going to be threats and intimidation to the rest of the staff. And they are actually hoping, these 23 folks are actually hoping, that this infrastructure that's going to run our elections, that have run our elections fairly in 2016, same rules in 2020, we had different winners, different losers, but we have the same set. And what's really, really crucial, and I'm asking folks, call and give support to Megan Wolf. Email her. And if, please, contact these assembly people that are trying to take her out of her job. And now I have to say, why are only 5 of the commissioners being targeted? Well, the 6th commissioner, Bob Spindell, was a Trump elector. And if everybody's been reading, there's been a lot of discussion And Michigan, the attorney general there has called for investigation of those electors. In this state, I believe that AG has talked to the feds about, you know, if they're going to investigate. Well, what we know is that in March of 2020, there were six votes, 6-0, to let seniors vote in nursing homes.
Yeah.
Because we knew they were locked down, and the only way to let these people exercise their constitutional right to vote was to get them absentee ballots and get them soon. Bob Spindell was on that vote. He's not charged now.
That's interesting.
He's not charged now, right? So if it was allegedly illegal, and it's not, folks, we did all this on a public meeting in front of the whole world. Nobody said anything at the time. Everybody knew senior citizens had the right to vote. But now Bob Spindell isn't being charged. And the only difference, I mean, he switches to later on a couple other issues, but if it was a crime in March, then it was a crime throughout. And the only difference is Bob Spindell put his name on elector for the loser, former President Trump. Now, we're going to be back, and we're going to be talking about a judge currently in District 2. We're going to be asking that judge about what it means to be a judge now. And then we're going to be back with Jeff Mendel of Law Forward to find out what is happening. Please, please get involved. Thank you. We'll be right back on the other side.